Aaron, let's talk a little bit about the ag economy and how things look on your side of things looking ahead.
Well, the outlook, and especially over the medium to long term for the agriculture industry, is pretty positive. The industry is benefiting and should continue to benefit from a pretty strong uptick in agricultural prices. That's something that we expect will continue going forward, reflecting strong emerging market growth in particular. And then at the same time, we have a pretty positive productivity story. Agricultural producers have shown that they are increasingly able to do more with less, and that's a big benefit to the industry and its bottom line.
When we look at the industry coming out of last year and we saw record high prices and really things looked fairly positive for the ag economy, are those factors what come into play and some of the things that you consider as you take your outlook and your long-term projections for the ag sector?
Well, certainly crop prices in particular over the last year have been quite elevated as a result of poor growing conditions, both in the United States and elsewhere. There is a possibility that crop prices are going to come down a little bit in the short term, particularly if growing conditions normalize a little bit. But if you extend your horizon a little bit and start looking over a number of years or the next decade, the trend in crop prices and agricultural prices more generally is clearly up. And that's something that's not expected to change over the longer term.
As we talk about the different parts of the ag economy, obviously land prices is something that folks are looking at. How does BMO Harris look at those as whether they're increasing in value and what that means on both sides, whether it's lending or even the asset side of things?
Well, when we're looking at land prices, the key questions are, from the farmer's perspective, what kind of revenue are you going to be able to pull in off of the land, which depends on, of course, the price of agricultural output, as well as productivity factors. And then you want to look at what the overall cost is of financing that land. And the fact is that over the last decade, we've seen, as I've said, a big run-up in agricultural prices, and that's expected to stick around. But we've also seen interest rates come down quite a bit, and both of those factors have been supporting fairly high land prices across the United States, really. And there is the possibility, though, that some of these factors could change a little bit. I mean, agricultural prices are expected to remain high, but we could see land prices notch a little bit downward as interest rates come up in line with the broader economic recovery.
As we talk about the positive aspects in the agriculture sector, are there some challenges that you foresee as well?
Well, there are a number of challenges. Of course, the benefits the crop producers are seeing in high prices are, on the flip side, a challenge for livestock producers who are coping with fairly elevated feed costs. This is something that was, of course, worsened quite materially by the drought last year, and there is some room for improvement this year, but it is likely that over the longer term that agricultural producers will have to come to grips, or livestock producers will have to come to grips with the new reality of high and rising crop prices.